Hey, podcasters, I just wanted to announce that I'm organizing an intimate podcast conference here in Portland, Oregon. It's called PodConf. In a nutshell, it's an entire day where we get together to celebrate podcasters. Our event's agenda is based on three core values: inspiration, participation, and connection. We've got feature speakers to inspire you in your journey, attendee-led circles to encourage attendee participation. So yeah, less sitting around, and activities to spark meaningful connections with fellow podcasters. Community is so important, especially for podcasters. So come join us. It's going to be a fun day. Tickets are super affordable right now, under $30. So get them soon, because we're capping attendance at 150 registrations, and tickets are selling fast. For more info, go to podconf.com. That's P-O-D-C-O-N-F. com. The event is on Saturday, April 29th. I'm one of the organizers. And if you've never been to Portland, it's probably going to be amazing that time of year. So come join us. Today is another retrospective episode where I'll be talking about my own journey of building this show, Podcast Growth Hacks. And in this episode, I'll be covering something I've been considering doing for this podcast. Specifically, implementing seasons for this podcast. And I'll share all my thoughts around that. Also, I'll reveal a bit more about myself and my company by sharing a bit about my main job outside of this podcast, which, as some of you know, is being the founder and CEO of Pod Inbox. So please stay tuned. It's going to be a fun episode. Hello, you're listening to Podcast Growth Hacks, where I talk to podcasters of all experience levels to unpack the most powerful growth tactics they used to grow their podcast. I'm Pat Chung. And if you're a podcaster, well then subscribe so that together we can all learn and experiment with how to grow our own podcasts. So first, I have a confession to make. I've fallen way behind on producing episodes for this podcast. Probably like many of you, this podcast is not my full-time job. For me, it's really something I do in addition to my main job. And I kind of categorize it as mostly marketing work for my main company, Pod Inbox, which I'll share more about later in this episode. And I'm on episode 20 now, and I'm starting to realize producing this weekly interview-based podcast is a lot of work. For those of you who produce a weekly podcast, kudos, I'm in total awe of you. Maintaining that consistency is really an amazing accomplishment. So for this show, just to give you some idea how much time I spent on it, on average, I spend about 6 hours producing each episode of Podcast Growth Hacks. Let's break that down a bit. First, yes, I'm still doing everything myself in terms of podcast production work. And the list of tasks include, first, finding the guest. Then I gotta go do some research on each guest, which usually includes listening to 2 or 3 episodes of their podcast, which typically takes a couple hours, give or take. Then I gotta reach out to them and schedule them for an interview. Finally, I gotta actually do the interview. And some guests even require a bit of prep and communication before they're recording. So just the interview alone, I'm already in it for about 3 hours. Then after the interview, I need to edit each episode, which includes listening to the whole episode again, often several times actually, all within the editing process. And then prepping each episode to publish, which includes writing show notes, prepping some images and episode assets, creating audiograms, etc., etc. And finally, after I post an episode to publish, there's still some marketing tasks I have to do to promote each episode. And when I add up all these small tasks, it comes out to be roughly 6 hours per episode, which to me is a big percentage of my work time. If this podcast is merely a marketing channel for Pod Inbox, that's a lot of time to spend per week on just one marketing channel. I mean, I also have to do SEO, paid marketing, and all that stuff. But you know what? I love making this podcast, and the benefit of this podcast has basically already exceeded my expectations. So I don't want to give it up. And I also don't want to burn myself out as the CEO of Pod Inbox. So I figure I need to try something new to help make this podcast more sustainable for me and my business. So I'm dabbling with the idea of implementing seasons for this podcast. Honestly, I wasn't a big fan of seasons, and I'm still not sure how I feel about them. I think one day, after I develop better podcasting habits and perhaps hire some help producing the show, I can get back to producing a consistent weekly show. Overall, in terms of audience growth, I still think consistency and even high frequency, like even 2 or 3 episodes per week, is the playbook for growing bigger audiences. I'll admit it's something I still want to aspire to one day, but for now, I need to make sure the podcast is simply more sustainable for me, with the frequency and consistency I can manage. And I'll admit, I first started thinking of seasons when I chatted with Angie Griffith about this on episode 12, where she shared how she programs in scheduled breaks for her show, because it gives her time to rest, regather, and recoup, and to give her energy for her next season. So I think that's what I want. I want some time to take planned breaks, and I think it'll help keep me fresh, which will in turn help make the show better. So for podcast growth hacks, at least for now, I'm going to start implementing seasons for the show. And what I'm planning to do is I'm going to break up my seasons into quarters within the year to kind of match the fiscal quarters of a year. This idea I actually picked up from Harry Duran, the host of Podcast Junkies, who is also someone I hope to invite onto this show sometime. And he shared a great growth hack that I really loved of how he sells podcast sponsorships by quarterly seasons. Because fiscal quarters often make sense for corporate sponsors, as oftentimes they make quarterly budgets for their ad spends. Which is brilliant, because if you're trying to sell your own ads, selling per month seems pretty hard and time-consuming, and selling per year seems like a big commitment for the sponsor, and perhaps might be a hard sell. So by splitting up my podcast into seasons and quarters, it might be a good experiment in the future for this podcast to try to sell sponsorships as seasonal bundles. Anyway, back to my plan. So if a fiscal quarter is 13 weeks, I think I could commit anywhere from 8 to 10 episodes per season, which would give me 3 to 5 weeks of much-needed break in between my seasons. By working in smaller batches, I think it'll actually help me be more intentional about the show and probably make me more selective about the guests I bring on to the show and be more strategic about the topics we cover. Also, quarterly seasons might even act as a good milestone marker to sort of hold me accountable to tracking my podcast stats on a quarterly cycle versus getting overly obsessed with my stats and looking at them every month. So that's my plan. And I'm hoping to start this next season in January 2023, which will get me some much needed rest over the holidays. Also, in terms of naming the episodes, I don't think I'm going to do the whole S1, S2, S3 thing to indicate the seasons. I mean, that kind of makes sense for audio fiction when every season is a different story. But for a podcast like mine, I think that naming convention would kind of be a little confusing, actually. I'm just going to do seasons, but not name my episodes according to any season. I'll just continue to name my episodes the title and perhaps just add the episode number to it. So I should explain a little. One of the reasons I started falling behind on my episodes is because my primary job is getting pretty hectic. For those who don't know, I'm the founder and CEO of Pod in Box. And in a nutshell, Pod in Box is a tool that lets podcasters create a fan page so that fans can interact with them and do things like submit an audio message, join a chat room, and it lets fans support a podcast monetarily too, with monetization features that lets fans donate general tips, message tips, and even purchase perks from the podcaster. Anyway, Pod in Box has a ton of features for podcasters and creators, and as a CEO and founder of a growing platform, I have my hands pretty full. And especially at the end of the year, it actually gets a lot busier, because me and my team does a lot of strategy and planning sessions for 2023 in December, so we can be ready to run in January 2023. We actually do these big planning sessions twice a year, once in December and once in June, just to make sure we have a clear roadmap for every half a year. So there's a ton of new stuff we're planning for Pod in Box in 2023. I'm super excited about all the new stuff we have planned for it. Also, we're growing our team, and it's just taking a lot of my attention right now away from this podcast. So please excuse the missed episodes. I'll be back on track in January. And speaking of Pod Inbox and all the exciting things we've got planned for it, I definitely want to share more about Pod Inbox on this podcast. Don't worry though, this podcast won't become a big Pod Inbox commercial. It's just as more podcasters adopt Pod Inbox as part of their podcast growth and monetization toolset, I do think this podcast is a useful platform to share about just some of our bigger developments. I assure you, these types of announcements will be helpful and relevant to growing your podcast. Anyway, that's about it for this week's episode. Once again, we'll be back in January 2023 with brand new episodes. But until then, if you appreciate the show, remember to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate it, and I'd consider it your holiday gift to me. Anyways, in the meantime, keep growing your show and happy holidays. Thanks for tuning in.